Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
We have a request for a time extension. Received a letter on May 7th this year from James Fuqua Jr., attorney with Fuqua and Urey, requesting a time extension for conditional use number 1488. On April 25th of 06, the council did grant a one-year time extension, and that would run out as of June 3rd of this year. You may recall that the development had been delayed due to a sudden and unexpected death of Alfred Melson, one of the developers.
Right.
They're requesting a six-month time extension for this conditional use 1488 until December 3rd of 07. They have received a preliminary approval through the commission on December of 06, the fire marshal on February of 07, conservation district on April of 07, and they're currently working with engineering and the Department of Transportation for their approvals. Mrs. Melson is pursuing completion of the approval process, and they requested 6 months. And by copy of the letter to me, David was to place this on the agenda. This is a 143-unit project with a conditional use for multifamily. It is on Cedar Neck Road, outside of Bethany and Ocean View.
Got a motion?
And the reason for the extension?
I died.
To allow them to get all their those two additional permits.
Because it looks like they're moving ahead. It's just a matter of, you know, I mean, they're down to the last couple.
Well, they need they need the engineering department and Delta.
Delta, right.
Okay. Got a motion?
Motion be that conditional use number 1488, the application of Vaughn and Alfred Melson be granted a six-month time extension.
So moved.
Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to grant a 6 month extension to conditional use 1488. Reason just described by Mr. Lank. Questions?
I got a question. Can I ask?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Izzo?
Yes, sir.
Have they made any attempt to work?
I have to make sure I'm talking about the. Is this the Seasons at Bethany?
Right. It is.
Yeah, they have submitted plans through our office and came through within the last 30 days, I'm going to say. They seemed like they were fairly close to receiving approval.
Okay.
I don't remember all the particulars.
Okay, but they have made an effort. Okay. I didn't want it to.
Yeah.
Funny. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Second item is old business item. It is change of zone number 1608. An application of Massey's Landing Properties LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district residential planning community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. The land lying at the eastern end and on both sides of Long Neck Road, also known as Route 23, and to be located on 56.85 acres more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on March 8th of 07. Council held public hearing on March 27th of 07. Commission made their recommendation on April 19th of 07. Commission's recommendation is, Mr. Burton stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of change of zone 1608 for Massey's Landing Properties LLC based upon the information contained in the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed MRRPC project meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance because it promotes the orderly growth of the county and because the proposed project is in a development district as established by the comprehensive plan update. Two, MR zoning is appropriate for the site because medium density development is appropriate in areas where central water and central sewer are available. In this case, sewer service will be provided by Sussex County. Water service will be provided by public utility. Three, the RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel land because the purpose of the RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. Four, the proposed density of 120 homes is consistent with the density of other residential developments in the immediate area, including mobile home parks and multifamily development. 5, the project will have no adverse impact upon the uses or values of neighboring and adjacent properties in the area. 6, there are neighboring shopping and recreational areas conveniently located along Neck Road. 7, the development is designed and incorporates appropriate features to protect and preserve the adjacent and nearby natural environment. 8, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. 1, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 120, consisting of 48 single family lots and 48 duplex lots on the north side of Long Neck Road and 24 duplex lots on the south side of Long Neck Road. 2, all entrance, intersection, roadway, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. 3, recreational facilities and amenities shall be constructed and open to use by residents of the development within 3 years of issuance of the first building permit. These amenities shall include a swimming pool, community center, tot lots, and sidewalks on at least one side of all streets and other recreational facilities. 4, the development shall be served by Sussex County Sewer District, and the system shall be designed in accordance with Sussex County engineering specifications. 5, the MRRPC shall be served by public central water system, providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. 6, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control system shall maximize groundwater recharge and shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements using best management practices with regard to the construction and maintenance of these features. 7, site plan review for each phase of development shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. 8, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements and or specifications. A system of street lighting shall also be provided. 9, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing proposed tree and shrub landscape design. 10, construction, site work, grading and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur during the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Got a question on that, Mr. Dukes. Could I?
Yes, sir. Mr.
Interrupt. We've had many, many complaints about, I mean, that's a good idea, but it appears that they could do it 7 days a week. And I believe it's in the resort area, and I think that we need to be conscious that, you know, people are coming down here to enjoy themselves, and with the amount of traffic and everything else that occurs on the weekends, I think we ought to limit that to some extent, not just on Sundays and Saturdays, because some of these workers have been known to work 7 days a week.
You talk about number 10, Mr.
Number 10, the one he just talked about. If you read it, it just says 7 to 6 p.m., and that means 7 days a week.
Right. Would you like to restrict it to 6 Five. Days a week, Sundays, no Sundays?
Well, I would like to restrict it maybe even to Saturday and Sunday between April 1st. Anyway, that may be too complicated, but, yeah, I mean, I think weekends are just horrendous in traffic, and people are looking for a little peace, and we've heard numerous complaints about not restricting it.
I agree.
Monday through Friday?
I would recommend that.
Anybody have a problem Monday through Friday?
Nope.
Same time, 7 to 6, Monday through Friday?
That's fine. I don't care about that.
You got a consensus? Let's go.
Okay. Would that be to read construction site work, grading and delivery of construction material, landscaping materials, and fill on offer to the property shall only occur during the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. There shall be no weekend hours.
Is that what you meant to say, Mr. Cole?
Say that's fine. Is that what the...
Any objection?
My concern is just the weekends.
Let's go.
11, state and federal wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except for disturbance authorized by a valid federal or state permit. There shall be no construction in any wetlands without valid permits, and no lot shall contain any wetlands. 12, the applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management areas, and other common areas. 13, a school bus stop shall be established within the project. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district and shall be shown on the final site plan. 14, street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. 15, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. Motion carried 5-0. That's all I have.
Any questions, Mr. Lang?
Nope.
Read the title, Mr. Griffin.
I don't have that in front of me.
Right there.
Okay.
They were right there in the
Make up one.
Tray.
Okay.
Here, make up one.
There we are. You got it, Rob.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district, residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 56.85 acres.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance with amended condition number 10.
Number 10. I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Phillips to adopt CZ 1608 with the reasons and the 15 conditions, with number 10 being amended to say 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, no Saturday or Sunday. Construction or hauling or whatever. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Vote yes with the change of zone and with the condition.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record recommendation of planning and zoning with the change, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Based on the record recommendation of P&Z, modify number 10, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
I vote yes also with the 15 stipulations as modified.
With the 15 conditions, my vote's yes. Motion's carried.
Thank you.